What does it mean to be a mother, to be an adventurer, to be a woman? Micah Burhart explores these questions in her memoir, More, Life on the Edge of Adventure and Motherhood. Burhart is a world-renowned ice climber who at the age of 39 found herself pregnant with twins. Suddenly, she was faced with the challenge of balancing her two most important roles, mother and adventurer. In More, Burhart shares her journey of motherhood, from the joys of early parenthood to the real-time ups and downs of raising small kids, to the challenges of juggling family and an adventurous career. Here she is to share five key insights.
Hi, I'm Micah Burhart. I'm a professional climber and the head of an international organization that shifts conservation to advance climate justice, called Legato. I'm also the mother of six-year-old twins. In my new book, More, Life on the Edge of Adventure and Motherhood, I share the real-time story of my trying to pull all of those identities off together. More is a series of letters I wrote to my kids from the moment I learned I was pregnant until they were 4 and a half. I wrote it by accident. I wrote to find my way through becoming a mom while also trying to remain a professional climber, have a good marriage, reparent myself, quadruple the size of that organization, and, well, more. Today, I'm going to share with you five of the key insights from More. Insight one. If parenting is scary, you're probably parenting. I had a plan for motherhood, and none of it happened. Surprise twins were part of my reality check, but almost everyone's lives are radically changed when they become a parent. While intellectually I knew there was no such thing as being a perfect parent, I didn't realize how much I was tethered to a concept that if parenting felt hard and big and scary, then I must be doing it wrong. Climbing is a series of decisions in the moment and micro moment to keep going as safely as you can towards your objective, usually the top of a cliff or a mountain. My favorite types of which are covered in ice, which a lot of people think of as extreme, but it's nothing compared to parenting. Parenting follows the same pattern of the series of decisions, except your objective is constantly changing, from meeting your kid to finally take a nap, to not throwing the blueberries across the room, to biking down the rocky trail in shorts without falling and cheese gratering their legs. And those are just the short-term objectives you're trying to nail, while also trying to stick the long game of raising secure, grounded humans with some skill to manage what life throws at them. And let's not forget that the medium here is a living, breathing, emoting child, as opposed to inert rock and ice. How in the world could this not feel scary and real? Of course, it's also great and creates the most profound sense of love and belonging. And then that all makes it more scary, because those wonderful emotions are not the only ones you feel. We do scary things all the time. Let's call this one what it is and see and support ourselves and parents around us for the journey we are really on. Insight two, fall upwards. Early on in my climbing career, I was trying my hardest to hold on to micro sandstone edges with my fingers while contorting my feet for traction in a dimple of relief on a vertical wall. My body began to lose the tension of trying as my mind started giving up. A fall was surely coming next. Fall upwards, came a shout from my partner below, jolting me to reach up instead of fall down. Fall upwards, I started telling myself on the fifth double feeding of the night when my twins were 1 month old. Fall upwards, I told myself when my husband tore his meniscus when they were 6 months old, and all the night feedings we'd done as a team up until then were suddenly mine alone. It became my mantra for when things felt desperate, which for me, with parenting, meant I was suddenly saying it all the time. Saying this didn't miraculously help me pull it all off with poised perfection. After all, back on that climb in my 20s, I came careening off 5 feet of falling upwards later. What it did do was give me more self-compassion. It also eventually let me be more compassionate to my partner when I could see that he was also trying his best to find a path upwards on a climb he'd never tried before in his life either. In climbing, if you stop trying and fall, it's a failure. But if you fall because you were trying, at least you were heading in the right direction. Insight three, build a real net. When my kids were two, I could talk with the same devotion and ferocity about my system for managing double puking toddlers as I could about what it felt like to be learning how to manage my emotions while I was trying to teach my kids how to do the same with theirs. And I needed to talk about both of those things a lot. We have to find our people to whom we can talk about it all. And we have to become those people for our partners. Co-parenting young children can be the loneliest you can ever be while being in something together. Speak up, listen up, love up, and then do it again. In my book, I mentioned the dirt parking lot sessions I've had during the pandemic with two girlfriends, also climbers and moms. We tailgated through rain, black flies, and snow to find our way together. Build a net of your people you can count on for this realness and give it to others. This is not only how we become better people in our marriages, friendships, and families. It is also how we change our society to have paid family leave, reproductive justice, a non-gendered division of labor, and true support for families. Because when we can share and receive what really is going on and what really matters, we are moved to support each other. Insight 4, we all have a more. I almost didn't become a mom because I didn't want to have to find out what I'd have to give up to have kids. It wasn't just me. People point blank told me this, both before having kids and while pregnant, in a let me tell you what you don't know kind of way. We have to stop telling ourselves and each other that we have to give things up to go forward. This is not an argument about having it all. This is a statement that we all have more that we are doing than others see. We all have more that we want to do. Motherhood is not a fixed state. Each mom tracks her own path through how she needs and wants to parent, work, recreate, and partner. Parodies of women caught in overly simplistic portrayals of binary choices between work and mothering, having it all or having none, have served their purpose. It's time to get more complex. I want to know what all you're working on in your life and what more you're trying to do. We all have a more. Understanding that not only allowed me to pursue climbing and parenthood and growing my organization, it also shifted the very way I built that organization so that today, Legato supports the complexity of Indigenous peoples and local communities in some of the most important places for a planet's biodiversity and their pursuit of their more as well. So let's disrupt the status quo of simplifying others and ourselves and instead own and celebrate the complexity at the table. I believe that is how motherhood, feminism, and even climate justice all become truly inclusive. Insight 5, it's our turn to fix this. I grew up with a nylons and heels wearing force of a working mother. By second grade, I was known for pinching people hard who said mankind. In college, I read about entrenched gender divisions of labor and celebrated the freedom my generation would surely have from that reality should we decide to be parents. I created a career out of climbing and married a man who did the same. This sounded like a dream partnership 15 years ago when it started. That was back when sharing a tent perched on Namibian granite or an upright nap spot on a Patagonian icy ledge no wider than your backside seemed like great proof for a lifetime of balanced coupling. That sounded like a dream partnership 15 years ago when it started. That was back when sharing a tent perched on Namibian granite or an upright nap spot on a Patagonian icy ledge no wider than your backside seemed like great proof for a lifetime of balanced coupling. And then we had twins. Again and again, I hear moms talk about how shocked we are to be in the constant whitewash of a gender division of labor we thought our society had left behind. It's not that none of us had been paying attention. It's rather we all thought we'd be different because it's hard to truly see the power of a system until you're subject to its tenacity. There are a myriad of iterations of partnership and partners. I have a husband who goes to the mat every day for a family at home and in the world, and there's still more rebalancing to do. The work is not done, and it's our turn to do it. Alongside paid family leave, pay equity, and reproductive justice, we also need to raise strong, confident, capable women and support them and their partners with tools to rebalance their homes and families before they are years into perpetuating a system they didn't even know they were helping make. We need to bring these conversations out of the home and into every day to find the answers together to build more resilient partnerships and families. We owe that to the next generation and to ours. Thanks for taking this journey with me today. I hope you enjoy more.
Thank you, Micah. That was Micah Burhart with 5 big ideas from More, Life on the Edge of Adventure and Motherhood. You might also like our book bite for Bravey by Alexis Pappas. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.